You're listening to Do This First, a daily personal development podcast that focuses on science-backed, actionable steps towards your best year ever. Yesterday, we spoke about breaking the cycle of self-sabotage. When everything is going great and you're on top of your game, you give in to impulse and destructive behavior that can negatively impact your career and life. That is, in essence, what self-sabotage is. Today, we're talking about extreme discipline, which is the strict adherence to a set of rules, regulations, or guidelines in order to achieve a specific goal or a set of goals and outcomes. This level of discipline requires a deep level of commitment, self-control, and dedication. It often involves making sacrifices, pushing ourselves to the limit, and persevering through difficult circumstances. Extreme discipline is necessary in order to achieve success in all aspects of life. Extreme discipline is most commonly applied in physical fitness. In order to maintain extreme discipline, we must also cultivate a strong sense of willpower and self-control. This means resisting temptations, distractions, and impulses that can derail your progress. By developing self-discipline, we can stay focused on our goals and make rational decisions and overcome obstacles. This mental fortitude is essential for withstanding challenges and setbacks that might arise along the way. Extreme discipline can help us reach our full potential and unlock true capabilities. By pushing beyond our comfort zones and challenging limits, we can develop new skills, talent, and strengths. This level of self-improvement can lead to personal growth, fulfillment, and a sense of accomplishment. By striving for excellence and continually pushing to be the best version of you, you can reach new heights of success. Extreme discipline can also instill a sense of responsibility and accountability. By taking ownership of your actions, decisions, and outcomes, you can be empowered to take control of your life and shape your own destiny. This level of self-responsibility can lead to greater independence, confidence, and autonomy. By holding to a high standard and taking ownership over our own choices, we can maintain a sense of integrity and self-respect. Also, extreme discipline can foster a strong work ethic and a positive attitude towards achieving. By embracing hard work, perseverance, and determination, we can develop a mindset of resilience, grit, and determination. This level of commitment and dedication can lead to increased motivation, focus, and by cultivating this type of mindset, we will also be going towards having a stronger work ethic and moving towards having a positive attitude. You can overcome any obstacle once you decide that you are going to discipline yourself. You can achieve goals and you can fulfill your potential. But you have to be willing to self-sacrifice. Self-sacrifice is not always easy, but it is necessary in order to achieve great things. It requires discipline, determination, and a willingness to make sacrifices in the short term as well as in the long term. This might mean that you're giving up certain luxuries or comforts, putting in extra hours of work, or making difficult decisions that others may not understand. You really find out who your friends are when you decide you don't want to be average anymore. But don't be too hard on them. They might look at your life and say, "What else do you need?" you have more than most. Or they may even wish they were you to some extent. They might even think you're selfish or crazy. However, if you're willing to make sacrifices, delay gratification, and stay focused on your goals, and sometimes even go it alone, you are more likely to achieve your dreams and tap into your massive potential. In the end, the rewards of hard work and dedication far outweigh the temporary discomfort of self-sacrifice. Self-sacrifice is often necessary in order to achieve our goals and reach success. This might involve giving up certain comforts, taking on extra responsibilities, or making difficult decisions that benefit the greater good. By being willing to make sacrifices for our dreams and aspirations, we demonstrate dedication, determination, and a strong work ethic. Ultimately, the rewards of success are worth the sacrifices we make along the way. Here are 6 very actionable ways to tap into extreme discipline. Number 1, never feel sorry for yourself. Instead, focus on finding solutions and taking actions to improve your situation. Self-pity only holds you back from reaching your full potential and achieving your goals. Instead of dwelling on what you don't have or what has gone wrong, channel that energy into positive thinking and proactive steps towards a better future. Staying strong and determined can help you overcome any obstacle that comes your way. It can push you to keep going when things get tough, and it can give you the resilience to bounce back from setbacks. Staying strong and determined can also help you achieve your goals and dreams, no matter how big or small they might be. It is a mindset that empowers you to face challenges head on and never give up on yourself. Ultimately, not giving in to feeling sorry for yourself and staying strong and determined can lead to personal growth, success, and fulfillment in all aspects of life. Number 2, do the hard work as it is necessary for growth and success. It builds character, resilience, and discipline. It may not always be glamorous or enjoyable in the moment, but the satisfaction of knowing you put in the effort and achieved your goals is priceless. Embracing the hard work sets you apart from everyone else and paves the way for future opportunities and accomplishments. Once you start tackling the hard work, you'll become a more capable individual who is ready to take on whatever challenges come your way. Hard work is the key to unlocking your full potential and reaching new heights in both your personal and professional life. Keep pushing yourself and never underestimate the power of hard work in achieving your dreams. Podcast episode 91, The Cocooning Phase, offers more insights. Number 3, create routines. Establish a daily schedule that includes time for work, exercise, relaxation, and other important activities. Stick to this routine as much as possible to develop good habits. By following a consistent routine daily, you can train your mind and body to prioritize tasks and activities that will help you reach your goals. This structure can also help you stay focused and avoid distractions that can derail your progress. Additionally, having a set schedule can provide a sense of stability and control in your life, which can reduce stress and increase overall well-being. Remember, discipline is not about being perfect all the time, but rather about making small, consistent efforts towards self-improvement every single day. Podcast episode 20 and 21, Morning Habits, can help you with this step. Number 4, stay agile. Agility can help with discipline by teaching you to be adaptable and flexible in your approach to challenges. When faced with obstacles or setbacks, those who are agile are able to quickly adjust their strategies and find new solutions. This ability to think on our feet and make decisions in the moment can help us stay focused and disciplined in achieving our goals. Additionally, agility can also help us develop resilience and perseverance. These are key qualities that are essential for maintaining discipline in the face of adversity. By being agile, we can better navigate obstacles and setbacks, ultimately leading to greater success in staying disciplined and focused on our objectives. By being able to bounce back from setbacks and keep pushing forward, we can all stay committed to our goals and continue working towards them even when things get tough. Overall, agility can be powerful in helping us maintain discipline and achieving success in our endeavors. Podcast episode number 53, Run Fast and Break Things, can provide more context on agility. Number 5, no matter what. Set yourself up for success by committing to your goals and refusing to let anything stand in your way, no matter what. You are demonstrating determination, resilience, and a strong sense of purpose. This mindset will help you overcome obstacles, push through challenges, and ultimately reach your desired outcome. When you have unwavering faith in your ability to achieve your goals, you are more likely to stay focused, motivated, and driven towards success. When you truly, I mean truly, make up your mind to go for it, nothing can stop you. Nothing at all. Lastly, number 6, do it even when you don't want to. Discipline is about pushing through resistance and doing what needs to be done, even when we don't feel like it. It's about setting aside our immediate desires and focusing on our long-term goal. There will be many times you have a credible reason behind why you're not going to do X, Y, Z today, but know that you are cheating your future self. Every time you prioritize something other than your goals, your dreams, your aspirations, you are telling your future to wait. Do you really want it? Ask yourself that, because if there's no sense of urgency, it may just be a nice to have or a pipe dream. Tomorrow we'll talk more about that. Without discipline, your goals will turn into wishful thoughts and delusion. With discipline, your dreams become a reality. I'll leave you with a quote from one of the greatest coaches of all time, Football Hall of Famer Lou Holtz. Lou Holtz led Notre Dame's Fighting Irish to the 1988 National Championship and 100 overall wins. He won conference championships at William & Mary College, North Carolina State, and Arkansas, and is the only coach to guide 4 different programs to final top 20 rankings. This is his quote, and I'll leave you with this. Winners embrace hard work. They love the discipline of it, the trade-off they're making to win. Losers, on the other hand, see it as a punishment, and that's the difference. Till tomorrow. Moving past the rain, moving past the pain. Champion in you.